A word for you from Numbers 16, verse 13. Is it a small thing that you have brought us up out of a land flowing with milk and honey to kill us in the wilderness, that you must also make yourself prince over us? Moreover, you have not brought us into a land flowing with milk and honey, nor given us an inheritance of the fields and vineyards. Well, I've taken a little bit out of verse 14 as well. But here is the essential argument that the group of rebels rising up against Moses and Aaron, this was their reasoning. And in fact, it was mostly true. For Moses and Aaron had not brought them straight into the land of milk and honey. Canaan was still afar off, and they had gone through some trials and tribulations that was totally unexpected for them. And we learn here the lesson that truth and untruth is very dangerous. It can be fatal, and it becomes error that can take you right away from God, as happened to Korah and this big group, this big company of rebels that he had gathered around him. For it was, yes, totally true, they had not been brought into the land of milk and honey, though Moses had proclaimed it. It was not flowing with milk, and they didn't have their vineyards yet. That was true. But it was a wrong application of this truth. You see, you might be right about something, but in the eyes of God, you are wrong. Mhlambe ubone into kube sengathi iqiniso. Kodwa lelo qiniso lihambisana namanga futhi kuzokulahla. Because these lies, the conclusion of the interpretation of these men became a lie. These lies were to be their condemnation, and the earth was about to swallow them up. Think of the Lord Jesus, how true it was, some of the accusations, when the Pharisees said, "This man claims that he is God. This man claims that he will destroy the temple in 3 days." Well, they were right about those things, but completely wrong in the application of it. And it was a fatal error. It was to send Jesus to the cross. So just as they were resisting Moses and Aaron, so too they resisted the same type in Jesus' time, the same type of Korahs who were to rise up with their interpretation of truth and found themselves resisting God Himself. Where do you find yourself today?